Cambridge Assessment International Education. Cambridge IGCSE. Examination in English as an Additional Language. Paper 1. Listening. Questions 1 to 8. You will hear some short recordings. You will hear each recording twice. For questions 1 to 8, tick the correct box, A to D. You are at a sports centre with a friend. Question 1. Your friend says something to the sports centre receptionist.
Hello, we have a game of tennis booked for 11:30.
What time are you playing tennis?
Hello, we have a game of tennis booked for 11:30.
What time are you playing tennis? Question 2. Your friend asks the receptionist something.
Please, can I borrow some tennis balls?
What does your friend want to borrow?
Please, can I borrow some tennis balls?
What does your friend want to borrow? Question 3. Your friend says something to you.
I have a headache, but I'm okay to play tennis.
What problem does your friend have?
I have a headache, but I'm okay to play tennis.
What problem does your friend have? Question 4. You hear an announcement at the sports centre.
The basketball match will begin in a few minutes. Can players please go to the sports hall now?
Which match is starting soon?
The basketball match will begin in a few minutes. Can players please go to the sports hall now?
Which match is starting soon? Question 5. Your friend asks you something.
Would you like to have lunch together after playing tennis?
What does your friend want to do after your game?
Would you like to have lunch together after playing tennis?
What does your friend want to do after your game? Question 6. After playing tennis, your friend says something.
I can't find my glasses anywhere. Maybe they're still in the changing room.
What is your friend looking for?
I can't find my glasses anywhere. Maybe they're still in the changing room.
What is your friend looking for? Question 7. Your friend asks you something.
Do you want to play tennis on Thursday next week?
What day does your friend want to play tennis next week?
Do you want to play tennis on Thursday next week?
What day does your friend want to play tennis next week? Question 8. You are leaving the sports centre. Your friend says something.
Oh no, it's starting to rain. But it's not far to my car.
What is the weather like?
Oh no, it's starting to rain. But it's not far to my car.
What is the weather like? Questions 9 to 14. You will hear an announcement about a tour of a transport museum. You will hear the announcement twice. There will be a pause during the announcement. For questions 9 to 14, tick the correct box, A to D. You now have some time to read the questions.
Good morning, and welcome to the Transport Museum. We hope you enjoy your visit here. If any visitors are interested in going on a guided tour of the Transport Museum, the next one begins at 2:30. It doesn't cost anything to get into the Transport Museum, but we ask visitors to pay £5.50 each for the guided tour. If you'd like to go on the tour, please wait to meet the guide, who will arrive soon. She will be next to the reception desk and will have a grey museum uniform on. There's one thing we ask visitors not to take on the tour. Please leave any bags in the special office near the museum cafe. These are not allowed inside. The tour begins in the biggest room at the museum. There you'll be able to see lots of old aeroplanes, which most visitors love. At the end of the tour, every visitor will receive a free gift. You will all get a special museum cap to take home with you.
You will now hear the recording again.
Good morning. And welcome to the Transport Museum. We hope you enjoy your visit here. If any visitors are interested in going on a guided tour of the Transport Museum, the next one begins at 2:30. It doesn't cost anything to get into the Transport Museum, but we ask visitors to pay £5.50 each for the guided tour. If you'd like to go on the tour, please wait to meet the guide, who will arrive soon. She will be next to the reception desk and will have a grey museum uniform on. There's one thing we ask visitors not to take on the tour. Please leave any bags in the special office near the museum cafe. These are not allowed inside. The tour begins in the biggest room at the museum. There you'll be able to see lots of old aeroplanes, which most visitors love. At the end of the tour, every visitor will receive a free gift. You will all get a special museum cap to take home with you.
Questions 15 to 19. You will hear a conversation between Violetta and her friend Adrian about games apps. You will hear the conversation twice. For questions 15 to 19, choose the information, A to F, that matches each games app. For each games app, write the correct letter, A to F, on the answer line. Use each letter only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You now have some time to read the information below.
Hi, Adrian.
Oh, hi, Violetta. Actually, I want to download some new games apps, and you've got lots of them on your phone. So maybe you can help me choose a few good ones. What's Race in the City like?
It's okay, but the problem is that every time I play it, the games only last 1 or 2 minutes. I prefer something longer.
And how about Catch the Monkey?
It's great. It's probably my favourite game, and my little brother loves it too. Even my parents enjoy playing it.
That sounds like a nice game then. What do you think of Sea Adventure?
I've used it quite a few times and even watched online videos about it, but I'm still not sure how to play it.
Oh, that's not great then. Do you think I should get the Fun Olympics?
It's a really good game and I'm sure you'd like it. But adverts appear every minute or so when you're playing it, which is really annoying.
Oh no, that doesn't sound good. Well, how about Dance Competition then?
The first time I played it, I thought it was great. But the second time, it just didn't seem interesting anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, I probably won't get that one then.
You will now hear the conversation again.
Hi, Adrian.
Oh, hi, Violetta. Actually, I want to download some new games apps, and you've got lots of them on your phone. So maybe you can help me choose a few good ones. What's Race in the City like?
It's okay, but the problem is that every time I play it, the games only last 1 or 2 minutes. I prefer something longer.
And how about Catch the Monkey?
It's great. It's probably my favourite game, and my little brother loves it too. Even my parents enjoy playing it.
That sounds like a nice game then. What do you think of Sea Adventure?
I've used it quite a few times and even watched online videos about it, but I'm still not sure how to play it.
Oh, that's not great then. Do you think I should get the Fun Olympics?
It's a really good game, and I'm sure you'd like it. But adverts appear every minute or so when you're playing it, which is really annoying.
Oh no, that doesn't sound good. Well, how about Dance Competition then?
The first time I played it, I thought it was great. But the second time, it just didn't seem interesting anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, I probably won't get that one then.
Questions 20 to 28. You will hear an interview with Hassan, who is talking about his hobbies and interests. There will be a pause during the interview. Part 1. Questions 20 to 24. You will now hear the first part of the interview twice. For questions 20 to 24, tick the correct box, A to C. You now have some time to read the questions.
Hassan, which of your many hobbies and interests came first?
When I was very young, my uncle had a really big collection of old bottles. I wanted to be like him, but I chose to collect film posters instead.
Do you play a musical instrument?
Yes, the guitar. Several of my friends thought I'd like it. They were already good, so I started seeing a guitar teacher every week, and now I'm quite good too.
Do you like playing in a band?
Yes, lots. We don't play loud because our parents would get angry, but I can't wait to practice every week. I love it so much.
And do you enjoy cycling?
Yes, I go for a ride every weekend. There's a path by the river near where I live, which is great. I'm not fit enough to cycle in the hills yet.
Do you like cooking?
My dad was teaching me and I thought I wouldn't like it, but it was fun. Then I had an accident. I touched something that was really hot and I didn't continue after that.
You will now hear the first part of the interview again.
Hassan, which of your many hobbies and interests came first?
When I was very young, my uncle had a really big collection of old bottles. I wanted to be like him, but I chose to collect film posters instead.
Do you play a musical instrument?
Yes, the guitar. Several of my friends thought I'd like it. They were already good, so I started seeing a guitar teacher every week, and now I'm quite good too.
Do you like playing in a band?
Yes, lots. We don't play loud because our parents would get angry, but I can't wait to practice every week. I love it so much.
And do you enjoy cycling?
Yes, I go for a ride every weekend. There's a path by the river near where I live, which is great. I'm not fit enough to cycle in the hills yet.
Do you like cooking?
My dad was teaching me and I thought I wouldn't like it, but it was fun. Then I had an accident. I touched something that was really hot and I didn't continue after that.
Part 2. Questions 25 to 28. You will now hear the second part of the interview twice. For questions 25 to 28, tick the correct box, A to C. You now have some time to read the questions.
Hassan, how often do you go to the cinema?
Almost every week. My mum and dad love watching films, so mostly I go with them. My big sister isn't keen, so she stays at home.
Do you do anything special on holiday?
We always go near the sea, so sometimes I go fishing. But every year when we're away, I go sailing. It's great.
And what kinds of things do you like reading about?
I used to read loads about going to the moon and other planets, but at the moment I'm much more interested in books about helping the Earth and the plants and animals that live here.
Is there anything you'd like to find out more about in the future?
I'd love to be able to paint well and know more about the lives of famous artists. Their work is so good, they almost look like photographs.
You will now hear the second part of the interview again.
Hassan, how often do you go to the cinema?
Almost every week. My mum and dad love watching films, so mostly I go with them. My big sister isn't keen, so she stays at home.
Do you do anything special on holiday?
We always go near the sea, so sometimes I go fishing. But every year when we're away, I go sailing. It's great.
And what kinds of things do you like reading about?
I used to read loads about going to the moon and other planets, but at the moment I'm much more interested in books about helping the Earth and the plants and animals that live here.
Is there anything you'd like to find out more about in the future?
I'd love to be able to paint well and know more about the lives of famous artists. Their work is so good, they almost look like photographs.
Questions 29 to 34. You will hear a conversation between Max and his friend Diana, an artist who creates paintings on walls of buildings. You will hear the conversation twice. There will be a pause during the conversation. For questions 29 to 34, tick the correct box, A to D. You now have some time to read the questions.
Hi, Diana. I've always wanted to ask how you first became interested in creating paintings on buildings.
Well, Max, I read this story in a magazine about a guy who was paid by the government to add art to some of their buildings. It just seemed like a great idea to be able to see art everywhere without having to go to an exhibition. There was a really good documentary about the same guy on TV recently.
Oh, I didn't see that. So, where did you create your first painting on a wall?
Most of my paintings so far have been in schools, but the first one was actually in a very different kind of building, a hospital. The one I'm most pleased with is in a station, though.
Oh, wow. Is there a colour you like to use more than any others?
Well, most of my work is done inside buildings, so I like to use lots of bright colours. Dark blue's no good, and paintings with a lot of green in can be a bit dull. But yellow's perfect, so I use plenty of that.
You've done some paintings on the outside of buildings too, haven't you?
Yes, I've just finished one on the side of the town hall, actually. It had paintings of some of the local wildlife on it. Before that, I painted lots of football fans on the wall of a stadium, and in a couple of weeks, a cafe has asked me to paint some cakes and sandwiches on their sign.
Have you done any really big paintings?
A few. I find them really hard because you can't see the whole of what you're painting when you're doing it, so I'm always afraid that I'll get it wrong. It's essential to get it right, of course. But my customers have always been pleased with the results.
Great. You've painted in lots of different cities now. Where have you done most of your work?
The painting I particularly enjoyed doing was in New York. But they seem to really like my work in Mexico City. So I paint things there more than anywhere else. One day, I'd really like to create something in Paris. It's a fantastic city.
You will now hear the conversation again.
Hi, Diana. I've always wanted to ask how you first became interested in creating paintings on buildings.
Well, Max, I read this story in a magazine about a guy who was paid by the government to add art to some of their buildings. It just seemed like a great idea to be able to see art everywhere without having to go to an exhibition. There was a really good documentary about the same guy on TV recently.
Oh, I didn't see that. So, where did you create your first painting on a wall?
Most of my paintings so far have been in schools, but the first one was actually in a very different kind of building, a hospital. The one I'm most pleased with is in a station, though.
Oh, wow. Is there a colour you like to use more than any others?
Well, most of my work is done inside buildings, so I like to use lots of bright colours. Dark blue's no good, and paintings with a lot of green in can be a bit dull. But yellow's perfect, so I use plenty of that.
You've done some paintings on the outside of buildings too, haven't you?
Yes, I've just finished one on the side of the town hall, actually. It had paintings of some of the local wildlife on it. Before that, I painted lots of football fans on the wall of a stadium, and in a couple of weeks, a cafe has asked me to paint some cakes and sandwiches on their sign.
Have you done any really big paintings?
A few. I find them really hard because you can't see the whole of what you're painting when you're doing it, so I'm always afraid that I'll get it wrong. It's essential to get it right, of course, but my customers have always been pleased with the results.
Great. You've painted in lots of different cities now. Where have you done most of your work?
The painting I particularly enjoyed doing was in New York. But they seem to really like my work in Mexico City, so I paint things there more than anywhere else. One day, I'd really like to create something in Paris. It's a fantastic city.
Questions 35 to 37. You will hear a radio interview with a poet called Peter Carlyle. You will hear the interview twice. There will be two pauses during the interview. For each question, 35 to 37, choose the two true statements, A to E, and tick the correct boxes. You now have some time to read the questions.
Was writing important to you as a child, Peter?
Not really. I created a few silly poems, like most kids do, and very few stories. I didn't read much either. There were toys on the bookshelves in my bedroom, rather than books. My mum and dad were into poetry, though, and I'd often fall asleep listening to them reading out children's poems.
And did you study poems at school?
We did, but they didn't choose interesting poems for children. Even when a really well-known poet came to my school to read some of the poems he'd written, I wasn't interested.
So when did you first start writing poems?
When I was a teenager. It was a difficult time for me, and writing poems helped. I tried going to some classes, but they weren't for me. After leaving full-time education, I didn't know what to do. So I worked in a variety of places, doing many different things, but wrote poetry during that time.
And when was your first book of poems published?
When I was 24. Not many people bought it, and the reviews weren't great. I remember thinking, I'm not going to create any more poems if people don't like them. But then I realised that I should be writing them for me, not for others.
How do you feel about writing poetry now?
Very positive. I write more about the experiences of others rather than just my own, which keeps it interesting. I'm enjoying writing poetry more than ever, and can't imagine ever wanting to write a novel or anything like that. I spend as many hours as possible after I wake up working on my poems. Then I teach poetry at a university in the afternoons.
And how's that?
I never thought I'd like anything as much as writing poetry, but teaching it comes close. I also go to many poetry festivals during the year, which gives me plenty of opportunities to chat about poetry with other professionals.
You will now hear the interview again.
Was writing important to you as a child, Peter?
Not really. I created a few silly poems, like most kids do, and very few stories. I didn't read much either. There were toys on the bookshelves in my bedroom, rather than books. My mum and dad were into poetry, though, and I'd often fall asleep listening to them reading out children's poems.
And did you study poems at school?
We did, but they didn't choose interesting poems for children. Even when a really well-known poet came to my school to read some of the poems he'd written, I wasn't interested.
So when did you first start writing poems?
When I was a teenager. It was a difficult time for me, and writing poems helped. I tried going to some classes, but they weren't for me. After leaving full-time education, I didn't know what to do. So I worked in a variety of places, doing many different things, but wrote poetry during that time.
And when was your first book of poems published?
When I was 24. Not many people bought it, and the reviews weren't great. I remember thinking, I'm not going to create any more poems if people don't like them. But then I realised that I should be writing them for me, not for others.
How do you feel about writing poetry now?
Very positive. I write more about the experiences of others rather than just my own, which keeps it interesting. I'm enjoying writing poetry more than ever, and can't imagine ever wanting to write a novel or anything like that. I spend as many hours as possible after I wake up working on my poems. Then I teach poetry at a university in the afternoons.
And how's that?
I never thought I'd like anything as much as writing poetry, but teaching it comes close. I also go to many poetry festivals during the year, which gives me plenty of opportunities to chat about poetry with other professionals.
There will now be 6 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Follow the instructions on the answer sheet. This is the end of the examination.